We know there are times where you're just too busy to sort through the mass of information that comes your way. So to make it easier for you to stay informed, subscribe to The Morning Agenda, WITF's news podcast, where the only agenda is you.
Funding for The Spark is provided by Capital Blue Cross, focused on creating a healthier future for our communities through innovations like its Capital Blue Cross Connect Health and Wellness Centers, which provide in-person services and inspire healthy living. Learn more at capitalbluecross.com. The Spark is also supported by UPMC. Choose UPMC for your family's health care needs close to home. Visit upmc.com/centralPA for a complete list of services and locations.
Welcome to The Spark. I'm Asia Tabb. Research shows spending time with animals can reduce a person's stress level, leading to the goat yoga trend. Today we have Michelle Landis with Simply Yoga and Fitness and Marissa, the owner of Double MG Farm, to tell us more about this form of yoga involving some furry friends. So Michelle, what exactly is goat yoga?
Well, it's pretty explanatory. It's pretty easy to put together just yoga with goats. So we do a typical gentle beginner yoga class and add baby goats, and they interact with the students and climb all over them, and it's a pretty good time.
And could you tell us the benefits of goat yoga versus regular yoga?
I think the biggest benefit is just to interact with just an animal. Reduces your stress, it gets you outside of yourself so people are not so self-conscious, just takes the focus away from the stress of everyday life.
And was this goat yoga, was this something that you offered for a long time, or is this something new?
Well, Marissa and I started this during COVID because people were so stressed out and we wanted something to give students to look forward to that was joyful and fun. So for us, it's pretty new. We started it in, I guess it was 2021-ish. So for us, it was pretty new. We just tried it and had great success, and people loved it so much that we kept going with it.
Awesome. And Marissa, you're sourcing your goats. So what goes into choosing the goats that participate in the goat yoga?
So I breed and raise all the goats. I handle them every day. They're all bottle fed, so they're super friendly. So baby, just baby goats that are super friendly. They all have individual personalities.
So cute.
As we go through goat yoga, you'll kind of see their personalities come out. Some are more the cuddly type. They like to be held and pet, and some are more wild. They like to run and jump all over people. And so people get a mix during class, and they absolutely love that.
And Marissa, how do you prepare the goats to participate, or do you do that?
A little bit. So since they're bottle fed, they're already super friendly, super people oriented. So as far as that goes, they don't need to be overhandled or anything. So they're already very used to people. Normally when I bottle feed them and stuff, I'll just hang out with them in the evening. As they get older, we start them normally around 2 weeks old. They will start to try and like jump on people and stuff like that. So, I just kind of hang out with them and let them kind of learn how to start, you know, interacting with people that way, jumping on them and that kind of thing.
And Marissa, like you said, they're babies. Are there any do's and don'ts when participating with goat yoga? Like for the people that are coming with, you know, they're going to be handling the goat. So is there any do's and don'ts?
Yeah. So in the beginning of class, we just have everyone wash their hands just to make sure you don't bring anything from the outside in for the goats. They do like to chew on like your hair, your clothes, stuff like that. They're babies. So that's kind of how they explore everything. Sometimes they, since they're bottle babies, they'll try and chew on people's hands and fingers. So we just remind people to keep those out of their mouths. Even though they are babies, they still do have teeth. Otherwise, people can certainly, they hold them, they can pet them all over. They can interact with them kind of however they like. It's just, you know, kind of a fun, you know, lighthearted class. So there aren't really too many rules other than just kind of washing your hands in the beginning and then, you know, just keeping fingers out of mouths.
And Michelle, this is something that you guys have been doing for a while. So what has the response been to the people that participate in your goat yoga classes?
It's been just so joyful to see students come in. We get a lot of new students, people who have never done yoga before. And they're just so happy to, you know, see these fun loving animals that interact with them. They've got such personalities. We get lots of questions to do dog yoga and kitten yoga. And we just are so happy to work with the goats because of their personalities and the way that they interact with the students. They're just so joyful and happy to be able to hang out with the goats and get a really nice stretch in and feel really good at the end.
And Marissa, we talked about the benefits that help the people who come. Is there any benefits for the goats that are participating in goat yoga?
Oh, they absolutely love it. So in the beginning, our goats, they do wear diapers during class. So it helps, you know, minimize the mess. So they know, I say the first week or two, you know, they don't fully understand, but after that, when I go to like put their diapers on and put them in the car, they know they're going to goat yoga and, you know, they get really excited. When you see they go in class, their tails are constantly wagging like a dog. They're so happy. They love visiting everyone in the class. They kind of make their way around the room. They're very good at seeing everyone, interacting with everyone. They just absolutely have a blast. You kind of don't really understand the experience until you experience it yourself. You kind of have to be in that moment and see them, the way they just run around and jump all over. And you could just tell that they are just absolutely having a blast.
And Marissa, I have to ask, you're putting these diapers on baby goats. What is the process to putting them in the diapers? Because I'm sure they're wiggling around a lot.
Yeah, so I just hold them. And, you know, I kind of have a system down where I can just kind of, you know, hold them and slip them on pretty good, pretty easily. And then they actually wear suspenders to hold the diapers up because they do so much running and jumping that otherwise the diapers would just slip right off. So they're pretty cute in them.
Okay, that does sound so cute. Michelle, how do you go into getting with Marissa to see how many goats you may need? Do people have to pre-register for the goat yoga courses?
Yes, so each class has a limit to a certain amount of people that we can handle based on the amount of goats we have during that period of time. So we just make sure that people pre-register ahead of time. And then it's a very popular class. So we usually fill each class and typically there's a waiting list. We do it seasonally. So typically from late fall until early spring is the season that we schedule classes. And then we take a break during the summer and we just have a really good flow of how many goats, making sure that there's enough interaction, goats and people together.
And Michelle, are there any do's and don'ts for the people that are coming to the goat yoga courses that maybe haven't attended before?
Like Marissa said, we don't really have that many rules. Our main focus is to make sure that everyone has a great time. And a lot of our students being beginner, we do more simple, basic, gentle movements so that they can really focus on interacting with the goats. You know, if someone has had injuries or limitations or like a knee replacement, we limit our time on the hands and knees. So I kind of fill it out based on who's coming to class and what their limitations are. But for the most part, we just want people to have a great time. And if there's any movement that they can't or they don't want to do, they can just sit there and pet a goat.
And Michelle, like, I'm sure you're probably thinking this is obvious, but can people who come, do they wear jewelry or are they encouraged not to wear jewelry? Should they bring their own mats or do you have them there available for them?
Yes. So we send out information to all the people who are registered with that kind of information. We do recommend not wearing a lot of jewelry or perfume, just comfortable clothes they can move in. We provide all of the mats. We have certain mats that are designated for goat yoga that we keep separate from the studio and we clean them after every use, and we have everything pretty much set up for them.
And Michelle, not sure if you answered this before, but are children allowed to participate in your yoga classes?
Yeah, we do tend to get a lot of children, and our only rule, we don't really have an age requirement for them. It's basically if they can be respectful to the goats and stay on their mat and treat them with kindness. And most of the students we've had, including kids, have been pretty good.
Well, that's amazing. Thank you so much, Marissa and Michelle, for having this conversation with us about goat yoga. Sounds like so much fun. I'm Asia Tabb, and this is The Spark. I hope you have a nice rest of your day.